Penguin Random House Audio presents Superpower, Three Choices for America's Role in the World by Ian Bremmer. Read for you by Willis Sparks. Introduction. We are our choices. Jean-Paul Sartre. America will remain the world's only superpower for the foreseeable future. But what sort of superpower should it be? What role should America play in the world? What role do you want America to play? Some say the time has come for the United States to mind its own business, let other countries solve their own problems, and focus instead on rebuilding America's strength from within. Others insist that Washington can and should pursue an ambitious foreign policy, but one designed solely to make America more secure and more prosperous, not to foist our political and economic values on others. Still others say the world needs leadership, and that only America can provide it. They argue that Americans and everyone else will be better off if democracy, freedom of speech, access to information, and the rights of the individual are universally respected. What do you think? To help you decide, have a go at the following 10 questions. Choose the single answer that best represents your opinion. 1. Freedom is A. The right of every human being. B. Fragile. Americans must protect it right here at home. C. In the eye of the beholder. 2. America is A. Exceptional because of what it represents. B. Exceptional because of all it has done for the world. C. Not an exceptional nation. America is the most powerful, but that doesn't mean it's always right. 3. Which of these statements best expresses your opinion? A. America will be better off if we mind our own business and let other countries get along the best they can. B. America must lead. C. The primary purpose of U.S. foreign policy should be to make America safer and more prosperous. 4. China is A. America's greatest challenge and greatest opportunity. B. The place where too many American jobs have gone. C. The world's largest dictatorship. 5. America's biggest problem in the Middle East is that A. Washington supports the region's dictators rather than its people. B. Washington ignores small problems until they turn into big ones. C. Washington believes it can manage an unmanageable region. 6. U.S. spy capabilities A. will always be a double-edged sword. B. threaten our privacy. C. are vital for protecting America. 7. The primary responsibility of the President of the United States is A. to advance U.S. interests at home and abroad. B. to promote, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. C. to lead. 8. Which of the following best expresses your view? A. A great leader can change the world. B. A great leader must lead by example. C. In the real world, any leader must often choose the least bad of many bad options. 9. Which is the most at risk? A. America's economy. B. America's international reputation. C. The respect of our leaders for America's founding principles. 10. I hope that by the year 2050, A. America will share the burdens of leadership with reliable, like-minded allies. B. Americans will have created a more perfect union at home. C. American leadership will have helped as many people as possible around the world topple the tyrants who deny them the freedom they deserve. We'll come back to these questions in the conclusion, and I promise to tell you exactly what I believe and why I believe it. And I'll refer back to this quiz at the end of chapters 3, 4, and 5. But this book is about what you think. Whether you're an American or the proud citizen of another country, I want to know what role you believe the world...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?